11L, wonderful RNI.
Live and international, the Midwood Files.
You're listening to
LF Midwood.
Looks like my Chrome is breaking up a bit for those who are interested in such matters. Why is that happening? Why is that happening? Does anybody know why that's happening? No, of course not. Well, anyway, my name is LF Midwood. Welcome to the Midwood Files. I think it's July 20? Yeah, I think National Hot Dog Day just passed, actually, from what I understand. I'm kind of a big hot dog fan. I had to stop for a moment there in my head and try and contain my joy because it's absolutely true. I'm like a hot dog connoisseur, actually, in the sense of you have to have the right hot dog for the right occasion. It's true. And, you know, we don't want to know what's in there, right? I know I don't want to know what's in there. Wow, that's really... Yikes. Either that or it's in my head. Is it the lighting? Did I move? Did something strange happen? I don't know. Everything was fine a moment ago. Let me move this. Ah, no dice. Oh, well. It's apparently just affecting YouTube, so, you know, who really cares, right? it was National Hot Dog Day. Do you think they would coincide National Hot Dog Day with, like, the 4th of July with that hot dog eating contest over there at Nathan's in Coney Island? You think they would do that, right? But for whatever reason, I guess those two groups didn't get it. They didn't get the memo. They decided to break off. Hot dogs are really bad for you. It's the fat, apparently. And I've tried low-fat hot dogs. I've actually tried Heber National low-fat, which is probably like the Cadillac of hot dogs, really. And, I mean, if it's good enough for God, right? What was it, old dad? They answer to a higher authority. I always dug that, huh? And they tasted like ass. So there's no, not that I know what ass tastes like. I've read a lot of books. There was no going with the low fat. So there's just like, basically you have to eat less hot dogs, or in my case, probably the best thing to do is to eat no hot dogs. Yeah, no hot dogs. There's certain things that I have had to give up in my attempt to lose weight. And hot dogs is one of them. I've actually been thinking about my weight a lot lately in the sense of at my peak, I was doing pretty good before I hit any psych meds. I think I've had this diatribe conversation monologue before. It was about 2 years ago. I was just sailing along nicely. I was like probably 250-ish, and I was going to physical therapy for my back, and it was the beginning of the summer. So it had to be the beginning of summer 2015. So I was going to physical therapy for my back, and so I was feeling pretty good. So I decided to capitalize on that, and I was just eating less, and I was hitting, we have a bike here, we have an exercise bike, we have a recumbent bike, I think they call them, you know, the one where you can sit, and that's better, obviously, for my back, and I was doing a bit of walking, not a lot of walking, but a bit of walking, because I don't like to walk around the ghetto if I can avoid it. And I went from like I was probably heavier than 250, I was probably at 255, something like that. I dropped down to about 230-ish. Maybe under 230-ish in like just a couple of few months. I mean, without hardly any effort other than the bike and just portion control. So that was really... And then the psych meds came along, and I bumped right back up to like 265 in like the blink of an eye. So I kind of want to get weight off now because it's good for my back. It's good for my diabetes. And I don't know if my metabolism is slowing down. I was having this conversation with someone. I'm pretty much just as intense as I always was, and I always attribute that to just metabolism in general and just, you know, energy. So we'll have to see. But I definitely need to drop down to 2.25 to start. I think getting down to like the 240-ish I am now to 2.25 within the next couple of months, and then once I'm at 2.25, I can evaluate where I'm at. And I think I might be able to drop lower, which would be my desire. I think by the numbers, as they say, I'm not going to the nutritionist anymore. I had a conversation with my general practitioner about the nutritionist, and we both decided that it wasn't doing anybody any good. So we opted to not worry about going to the nutritionist. All they were doing was adding up my numbers and telling me not to eat carbs. Duh. So I felt it was not something that I wanted to do. And my GP coincided, agreed. And then remember, this was the last visit where he was pleased with all my numbers. So everything's looking good. And losing weight would only make that better. Plus, the back in the long term, I got to keep up with what they gave me as far as exercises and keeping stuff loose. That's one of my biggest problems is I'm not excessively loose. I'm all long, but I get tight. I'm not flexible. That would be the word. So I got stuff that'll keep me flexible if I stay with it, and that's the overall general plan. I was actually action. See, all this is like a perfect storm of stuff, it being National Hot Dog Day, so I get a chance to talk about how much I love hot dogs, and I do love hot dogs. I love sausage in general. My God, every culture has a sausage, yeah? Some cultures are better than others, though. I think we know this. But National Hot Dog Day coincided with me just happened to see that documentary on Netflix. It was Food to Death or something or another death, and it said everything's bad for you, basically. Everything that they said isn't is, and everything that they said is, and then they go and change the food charts every couple of few whatevers, and it's you know what? It's crazy. Like, even by the numbers, that's government numbers. I'm supposed to be between 212 and 215 for my height because I'm 6'3". So we'll see. Maybe. You got to remember, or maybe you don't, and some of you may, most of my young adult life, into adult life, I was like 165. I mean, I was way, 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 way underweight. Some of you didn't notice because you were kind of underweight yourself. So, I think the day I was arrested, I was at like 155 pounds. I mean, really, It was like, I looked like an Ethiopian. I honestly did. By the government numbers, and that's not the BMI thing. That's just like, I think, just the height weight thing. The BMI, the body fat thing is just, that's like a whole other realm of, I don't even know what to make of that. I'm going to try and drop this just a tad. See if I could, yeah, all right. I don't even know what to make of that. Not even sure at all. But I am worried about, getting older and the idea of not, because I know it happens to some people. I know they're not able to lose weight as readily as they once were, or even at all. But again, now I got to go back up again. That's the way it is. Well, primarily, this is an audio podcast that happens to have video on it, would be the best way to put it. So I have to be comfortable. I have to be able to do my job on the audio side of things. And the video is just like an afterthought, whatever. Back to the weight. I'm reasonably optimistic. I don't know about the end of the summer, but I'm shooting for the end of the summer. It's only 15. We should be about 15 pounds, a little bit more than 15 pounds down, and I'll feel better. And then everybody says it. I mean, it's like once I quit smoking, the biggest thing, and that was a big thing 8 years ago, the biggest thing, I did that cold turkey, by the way, the biggest thing that I can do for myself as far as health goes is weight loss, definitely. I mean, the numbers that of people who die from coronary disease is shocking. The number of the people who die from complications from diabetes, and I'm still not 100% sure what that entails exactly, but it doesn't sound good, is shocking. I mean, it's crazy. I think the heart disease thing, I think that the numbers they gave for annual numbers of people dying, this is now worldwide, it would be like a 757 crashing every 4 minutes. Full 757 crashing every 4 minutes into the ground. That's the number of people. So, that's like, and all of it is like, it's diet. I mean, exercise is definitely, yeah, don't get me wrong. Exercise definitely comes into play. I think the most productive I've been as far as losing weight goes, because I've done it at several points in time in the last 10 years or so, maybe more, 12 years, is lifestyle. I mean, it's a lifestyle thing. It's not just, oh, I have to eat less, or oh, I have to eat better. You have to do, the exercise. You have to do all of it. And that's why I say it's literally a lifestyle change. But you do start to feel better. Even with the exercise, you start to get a little bit of an endorphin rush, which is kind of cool. Just don't go too far with that. And I'm not on any meds right now. As far as I know, I'm not on any psych meds that cause any weight gain or anything of that nature. So this would probably be the ideal time to stop being lazy and get off my ass and do it. So I just need to be properly motivated. you know, which is giving up. I haven't eaten junk food in a while. I think the last two times I had a craving for junk food, I don't even know who cares about this one. This is State of the Union. You know how this goes. The last two times there were cravings for junk food, we wound up going over to Stop and Shop, and once was steak burritos. Ooh, full tilt boogie. Yeah. Sirloin at that. Yeah, a little medium rare. Yeah, by the third day, it was a little, you know, because we were snacking on them. But you got the lettuce, you got the sour cream, you know, you got the whole thing and the tortilla. And it's still better than eating 22 tacos, though, or whatever the hell I was eating back in the day. You know, we're going to I eat a lot of stuff. Let's just put it that way. I'm capable of packing it away, as they say. You know? It's ironic that people always used to tell me, eat, while I'm eating. Yeah, now they're like, don't eat so much. Can't win. That's me. One extreme or the other. It's always been that way. But, and the second time, I think, what was it, last night we went, and same thing, it was going to be like, and it's like, eh. So we went over to Stop and Shop again, which is open at midnight around here, at least the ghettoized version one. And we got some ground beef, and we made some cheeseburgers, which were actually pretty good. And I'm quite sure better than anything I would have gotten in a fast food type situation. Yes, I did have some fries with that, but not a lot. My numbers have been good. What was I tonight? I think it was up a little higher tonight. I think it was like in the 140s or something tonight, as far as my sugar goes. But I've been down in generally under the 130s and a couple of few times even way far under that in the last 2 weeks. So I'm relatively pleased with myself in that regard. And that's, like I said, that's really the big thing. I want to get my my AC1 number down in the next 3 months so that it's even lower the next time I go in. I'd like to get back to, remember when I was talking about before I started with the psych meds and with all that weight loss and whatnot? I was actually at 6'4", which I think is just pre-diabetic, meaning I wasn't even diabetic. I was pre-diabetic. I was on my way to becoming a diabetic, but I wasn't diabetic. And that was pretty cool. I had a friendly debate going with my doctor at the time. She's since left. Danielle was her name. She was a lot of fun. About the idea of, well, you're either something or you're not. You're not pre. You know, there's no pre. It's like, I'm diabetic or I'm not diabetic. I'm not pre-diabetic. So what is it? Am I diabetic? No. Okay, so I'm not diabetic. So that leaves only one thing, right? I must be not diabetic. And it just went on for like 20 minutes. You can imagine me, right? You know? 20 minutes when she finally gave up, and she's like, yeah, you're right, so whatever. She still gave me the meds, though, so what are you going to do? Because I guess it was preventive. I mean, you know, that's like really what I find a lot of what I watched, and I don't even remember the name of that document. I don't remember the name of Squat. I'm, like, useless. I don't even know what I'm doing here, you know? Seriously, I'm damn, my drunk uncle on Saturday night. A little bit better than that. But the general gist of it is everything's bad for you. I mean, it's just really no other. I guess in moderation, you're fine. But, I mean, I'm an excessive type person. I think people know me know that. I'm an excessive type, excessively excessive. So that being the case, you know, I have it's really a self-control issue. I wonder if it ties into the overall, I don't know if I'd say addictive personality. Because, you know, substance abuse, I think it might tie into that because nobody's ever talked to me about the idea of addictive personality. You know how you can like look stuff up and you're, oh yeah, that's me, that fits, you know, and then other people, you know, those armchair, whatever those are, yeah, that's it. Nobody's ever talked to me about addictive personality. I don't know, maybe, could be to some degree, but definitely substance abuse. And if you're going to consider food to be a substance, well then damn straight, sure, Skippy, as they say. Yeah, so, plus once I started cooking, It got a lot worse. I mean, just as far as the eating, because I like my food. It's a portion thing, you know. This is really what I'm starting to fully grasp, and this is part of thinking, quote unquote, thinking like a diabetic, for me anyway, and I guess every diabetic is portion control. I've never really been kind of like you know, and I find I appreciate stuff more in smaller portions because I know there's like less of it. Just even like mealtime will come around, I'm like, oh, I'm hungry, you know, and I'll really like, I'll chew slower. The whole thing will be a much more slower, methodic process. And I find I get more out of it. You know, one of the biggest things, if not the biggest things that really pushed me along, as far as being able to enjoy food other than slowing down like that, is when I quit smoking. And it took a while, but my taste buds came back and I was able to taste stuff that I didn't even know existed. You people out there who smoke, you think you can taste food. Nada. Nope. I'm telling you. You'd be shocked. You'd be like, ooh, like that. That's what a big deal would be. Seriously, that's how you know, tremendous of a difference it is. And that's, you know, I guess there are people out there still smoking. I don't know. I don't really see people. You know what it is? I just don't see people, period. You know? And now, like, the only place I go are, like, medical institutions. And now they got these, like, I guess it's, like, this smoke-free campus concept. So now you have to go, like, 27,000 feet from, like, the building in order to have a cigarette. You know, you see, it's got, they got these, they look like little it's not depots, I was going to say depots, but you know, these little bus stops, these little bus shelters, that's the word. They got these little bus shelters with this one, like, huge ashtray in the middle of things that they got all these people herded up against, you know, and it's been so stigmatized, you know, and I don't care. People want to, you know, you want to kill yourself, you know, my fucking business. Oh, well, yeah, but now with the healthcare, oh, wait a second, so now we're all paying for that. See, that's really where things are going to get into. It's you open up the door to this nanny society thing in the sense of if someone else is now paying for your insurance, then someone else gets to tell you what to do. Now, you know, I am a beneficiary of the Affordable Care Act as we speak, which looks like it's going to be around for a little bit because the Republicans just couldn't get it together. I think Spatz is at the door. Hang on. Spatz. What? Yeah, there he is. Superstar. All right. That wasn't too scary. There we go. What are you doing? So now, the people who are paying for other people's insurance, meaning the government, are going to be they're going to be able to tell you what you can eat and what you can drink and what you can smoke or can't smoke. And I think it's just a form of control. I think I retweeted something today about with Marx saying, "Is it Marx? Oh, look, the cat just walked by. His tail just went. Oh, hang on, he's being bad." See, look, this is Spatzy. Look, we're in the middle of a show. Look, you've interrupted the program. You want to hang out? Want to hang out? No? Turn around so they can see your face. No? Antifa. I think he's an Antifa kitty. He's a good boy. Good boy? Right, I'm going to put you down. Don't chew on that wire. He has a tendency to chew on wires, and it can become very expensive. Seriously. So, they say it's the vegetable oil in the wire that attracts them. It's a relatively common thing with some cats. So I happen to have a cat who likes it. So go figure, right? And he never used to. But anyway, about the health insurance, the Republicans dropped the ball on it. And the main reason for that is, I mean, I think anybody would have a brain who was looking at this coming. It's obviously they became addicted to the federal money on the Medicaid side of things. And not even in the sense that they can do other things with that money. But what that money enabled the states to do, the states who signed on for it, what it enabled them to do was it enabled them to cover people who you know, on the expansion. They were able to expand their Medicaid programs. So now that they've expanded their Medicaid programs, the idea is that in order to maintain them, they're going to have to take the federal money because they can no longer afford to do it on their own. Or they're going to have to shut the program down entirely or roll it back to pre-ACA numbers. Or more accurately, pre-ACA qualification, which would give us pre-ACA numbers. And what that means is that they would have to roll it back to, I think, just the single women and the disabled. You know, the federally disabled, SSI and that and such. And SSDI, I think, is covered by Medicaid as well, too. And then they get dumped into Medicare when they're 65. And there are several governors that don't want, and these have been the troublesome governors within Congress. So, or at least I've been putting the pressure on the congressmen not to do it. And these have been the trouble congressmen. So there you have it. They became addicted to the money. So I think there's a vote coming up on something that would pretty much leave it intact for 2 years, at least the real repeal aspect of it for 2 years. And we'll have to see. I mean, again, I'm a recipient, so I'm kind of like, I had mixed feelings, but y'all know how I vote. Y'all, I felt like getting a little home down there, down home. Home down. What is that? That's the white guy. That's what that is. Yeah. Anyway, I vote against my best interest. I voted against what most people would have considered to be my best interest. Again, I've gone through this ad nauseum, and I would have voted for whoever the hell, let alone Trump. Like I said, I was not on the Trump train back then. Shortly before I cast that vote, and even a little bit right during and after, I was like, huh? But I would have voted Republican. There was no way I was going to vote the other way, and that's the only way I was going to keep my insurance. Yeah. Again, I would like to point out that the state that I live in went for Clinton anyway, so it didn't really matter. It was almost like a protest vote. Didn't really think about that at the time. The only way my insurance would become, I guess, permanent is, I don't even know if that's the word to use, is if I get the SSI, which I'm still in the process of chasing my lawyer down. I'm trying to chase him down like an ambulance. That's actually a paralegal. Yeah, the deal behind that is it's I wouldn't call it a faction, per se. Everything's so militarized these days, you know? It's a division of my health insurance company, neighborhood health insurance of Rhode Island has a division that does this. And what they do is, I don't know whether it's paralegals or what their legal qualification is, because I haven't actually spoke to the guy because I've been playing phone tag with him, which means he hasn't even gotten my particulars. So though very basically, I think, because I was screened prior to being assigned to him. And they walk you through the process, and supposedly they don't take the 25% if they get it, and I don't even really care if they take the 25% at the end, because it's just 25% one time and we're not talking about a whole lot of money. But I like the idea of being walked through the process, because normally a lawyer wouldn't pick you up, meaning you couldn't even retain the services of a lawyer until after your claim has been denied, while these folks will walk you through from the beginning prior to you even being denied, meaning even up to that step. But if I don't get some sort of personal satisfaction within the next few weeks, I think I might have to consider actually just filing myself, which I've done twice, you know, and then getting a lawyer when they deny the claim. You know, to me, the clock is ticking. I think 2 years with my symptoms and 2 years basically with the state that I've been in, which I'm coming close on, I think October will be 2 years, give or take. I'm pretty much, I don't even know if they can deny me. It's not even a matter of going to a judge, you know, or any sort of hearing or anything of that nature. I think I'd just straight through. So the longer it takes, to a degree, the better it is for me. It's just that we haven't actually filed paperwork, so it's, you know, the clock isn't counting on the retro, on whatever they'll pay me, retroly speaking. But it would just be SSI, so it'd be like $480 a month, give or take. I don't even know. And the insurance, and the health insurance being locked down, which is obviously probably definitely of more value. So you can see I'm all enthused about that. But I took that step, and it's moving, and I got to light the right fires in the right places to kind of to get things going. Friday's my last session of physical therapy. I think that rock is, I bled, that stone bled rock, whatever that old saying is. I don't know. They're done. Yeah, they're done. There has been improvement, though, so. Has it been crazy? No, but it has been improving. Mostly in flexibility again, and you know, that's really important to me. The pain is still at a 7. Still a solid 7. But it was higher than that prior, so. Trying to think of anything else going on in my sad little world. I actually feel better. Overall, I would say I feel better. Do I feel great? No, I haven't felt great in a long time. But I feel better than I have physically and mentally. Probably in about a year. I've had a lot of help, you know, in certain areas from certain people. And you know, it's specialized. But, I really do. So it's not like, oh, you know, woe is me. I'm back on the path with my old meds. Got rid of the lithium. You know, one day at a time, as they say. I haven't had a really bad day in a while, which is good. You know, I take the, like, you know, you're like, it's not, and then you get a really bad one, and that kind of resets the clock, like, you know, how many days since there was an accident kind of thing. So, you know, I got plenty to complain about, but I got, you know, when you put it in perspective, it's like, I'd rather have the stuff that I have to complain about than the stuff that other people have to complain about, I guess is really the best way to put it. So, you know, it's all about keeping your head in a good place. I just have to start getting up earlier again, little things, you know. It's lifestyle. That's really, I got to honestly say, lifestyle is like the biggest thing. You have to make lifestyle decisions, and you got to kind of like stick with it. Get up at the same time every day, earlier, you know, have a cup of tea instead of a cup of coffee, although I haven't really been drinking that much coffee lately. Give some more thought to this, to the program. You know, I've really just been winging it lately. Just been really coming in and whatever's been on my brain. I really could give it a little bit more thought. I mean, I'm not going to get to the point where it becomes prepped to the part of like, oh, you know, it becomes ponderous, you know, for lack of a better word. I'm going to drop this. You see my cute smile. I think it's important that my smile be seen. Yes. All right. There you go. So people say I don't smile enough. All right, then. Right. Indeed. But yeah, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know. I'm trying to think if there's anything like exciting. It's pretty much the cat, and you know what I mean? The other cat, you know? I got to go out and mow the weeds. There's stuff around here that I got to do. And it's just, it really is what it is. The only thing I've really been consistent with is my Twitter. Yeah. And I'm doing a better job of screening. My nose itches. I didn't shave. This is true. I said I was going to, but whatever. But, yeah, I've been sticking with the Twitter, you know, really good. Facebook, I've kind of fallen off a little bit where I'm not as much, and then some days I will. And I had that, you know what, I show you that, like, I don't know, maybe some people have been doing it for so long they don't get these things anymore, but I'm such a novice, I suppose. I was getting these how many days you're posting and you're interacting, and somebody always interacts. Even at a 27 plus the cat, somebody always interacts with whatever I put up. I don't know whether they're just being kind. I don't know. I doubt it, though. Plus, I'm so diverse in what I do eventually put up there. It's all politically oriented. I don't really make too much comments anymore. I'm still kind of gun-shy with that ban from Twitter for a little while. I don't really know. Because if I said what I thought, I'd be like, you know what? I think I'll just save this place for, like, what I say, what I thought. You know what I mean? What I thought, like I used to think, right? For what I think. Because I mean, I know hate speech is now officially covered by the First Amendment, as if there was any question about that to begin with. I don't really... Apparently there wasn't. Otherwise known as unpopular speech. We like to call it... Those of us who are a little hate markets prefer to call it unpopular speech, but call it hate speech. I don't know. I know Facebook's, like, pretty on that. You know, they're pretty... they'll ban you. They'll get rid of you. And I know Twitter, I've seen... I mean, I've experienced that, so I'm like, wait, and I hardly did nothing, you know, something about not having souls or something, really? Really? You know, apparently someone finds something offensive, they can just submit it, and then there's like an automatic ban, and it's like, really? So you really, the trick is you really can't get anybody's attention, right? So what's the point? What's the point? It's almost like this show. What's the point? He's not looking to get anybody's attention. He's not. It's like, oh, then why is he doing it? Well, he doesn't have anything else to do, right? That's basically it, you know. It allows me to, you know, it allows me to vent. It allows me to, ooh, I got hands going. Okay. They're gone now. That did feel pretty good, though. So, yeah, Facebook would probably be not good. And I think YouTube would also, there's a fair amount of censorship going on there. So, from what I understand. Luckily, like I said, nobody knows who the hell I am. I think I have 4 subscribers in now, and I don't even know what I average weekly on YouTube on views, 15, 20, something like that. Same thing on Periscope, 15, 20, maybe. I don't know. Those might be the same people, just confused, thinking it's a different show. I don't even really know. I'm all about the audio. Yeah. So. And as I said, I really have no way of knowing those numbers. John would love for me to come up with a way to figure out how to get those numbers, but it's hard because it's just with the bots. I was trying to explain this to him recently. And he has done some reading on the subject, so apparently he's come up, you know, he has a better grasp of what it is that I can't do and why I can't do it. But the bots, with all the crawling of the bots, it's really difficult to get an accurate count, particularly with MP3 downloads, you know, via pages and whatnot. It's not anywhere near... The only way to actually do it is lock it down. Like, you know how each show is a post on my page? When somebody downloads, they're downloading it from that post. I could probably count that if I were interested in doing it. But I'm not, mainly because I have my archives over at John's, too, and a whole separate other archive, which I need to update because I don't upload the show in too timely fashion. I don't really do anything to a timely fashion anymore, now that I think about it. I'm just kind of sitting around waiting. Yeah. That's what I'm doing. But I just don't get caught up in it. I have to say the spirit of this show has pretty much remained the same from its relaunching back in November, which was basically, fuck you. I'm trying to be less profane, so I think that was like the first one and maybe the last one for the show. I really am trying to be less profane because it's just not professional, And it would be good to be professional because you never know, right? You never know. So it would be a shame to be discovered. It would be a shame if there were like some sort of scout out there who was like ready to take me to the next level of social media. I don't even know what the word would be. Celebrity. Which is to say, because I'm not at that level at all now. And one curse word, and it's like, you know what? The guy had it going on. He was reasonably interesting, which meant that they were either smoking or drinking. And he blew it. Can't do that. Can't have that randomly happen. No. Let alone the hate speech. While we're talking about this, I'm going to hit a jingle. First of all, I'm on the beezer for a jingle. Well, I think I got the 30-minute clock in my head. I think that's actually there now. Let's see. What's this? I don't know. Probably same one. Files.
You're listening to the Midwood Files with L.F. Midwood.
L-R-N-I, Super Radio.
Yeah, I really like monitoring from the regular monitor speakers, and I notice I'm not complaining. I did have a little water in my ear. I was going to try to shave real quick when I got out of the shower, but the DE, I'm going to bring one of those in here real soon and give you an idea of the DE. I mean, your old timers will get it. But, now it's not breaking up anymore. How weird is that? All right, maybe because I stopped talking about it. I don't know, maybe it's ghosts. Boo. I think I'll bring a DE razor and some of the components in here so you can get an idea of what it's like for me to shave. It's time consuming. It's relaxing when it's done right, and I'm not rushed. If I start out early enough, because I am a man of leisure. So, I got plenty of time to do these things. But I didn't have enough time. I didn't leave myself enough time. It would have been a bloodbath. It would have been like, oh God, And I don't think that people would have liked that. No, I would have come in here with, toilet paper all over my face from the wounds. And it would have been just, would have been really, really, really bad. The cat has fallen asleep. This is good news. He's not trying to eat anything. He tries to eat stuff. But I was talking about hate speech and just in general, I guess internet, social media, celebrity. And the ADL put out, and everybody's been talking about this, especially the people who are on the list. The ADL, that would be the Anti-Defamation League. They put out a list. It's like a who's who, but it's also like a who's who of like allegedly like bad people. Now, I'm going to, if you don't mind. Okay, that's super old. Let's see. What do I got here? All right, that's not what I'm looking for. That's really weird. I had this all set up before I went live, and then going live kind of killed me. Here it is, ADL hate list. Pop open. Great. I actually left the web page open. It's a big tablet, but I still get kind of confused sometimes. And these are the wrong glasses for this. So I'm not going to read this whole list because there's a lot of... I think I covered this a few shows ago when I talked about... The widening gap in regards to alt-right and alt-light. And I think the alt-light is starting to refer to themselves as the new right, which is... It's just not going to help anything, quite frankly. But there were a lot more... See, this just goes to show how I'm just like in my own little rabbit hole, little bunny box, whatever you want to call it. Because there's a lot more alt-right people here who are like hardcore white supremacists that I wasn't aware of. But, they're like associates of Richard Spencer attached to the website you know, into the creation of the website and providing content for the website and such. So, I mean, it's not like they, you know, came out of nowhere. It's just I just wasn't aware of that aspect of it. I repost alt-right stuff all the time on friggin' Facebook. My friends must think I'm... I guess it, it's like, really, my liberal friends just, like, hate me. And my conservative friends are know I'm coming for them next. So it's I think it makes them feel kind of, you know, better about themselves that there's somebody farther to the, I guess, the right. I don't know. It's really kind of... The spectrum is just really all kind of messed up now, I think. So, but... I want to get down to, I mean, all the alt-right folks, the vast majority of the alt-right folks are people that are associated one way or another with Spencer, or mostly. Although, Tara McCarthy, I just started listening to a little bit. She's kind of interesting. And there's that Dark Lord dude that I catch every time when he's on, because I guess I'm set up from Periscope to get the that annoying whistle. I'm actually following him on Periscope, not just on Twitter. So, and the alt-light starts out with Pettibone, although it says Pettibone straddles the line, and I think they picked that word on purpose. I think they did. It's my opinion on the matter. And I've listened to her. She's, well, I've mentioned Pettibone before. I have to wonder, to a degree, with this separation, because the point of separation between right and light would appear to be the white supremacy platform, plank in the platform, for lack of a better word. And I have to wonder how many of those light people would, you know, in a private conversation would, you know, have different opinion than they might be willing to offer in front of a camera or a microphone. I just have to wonder to one degree or another. Like the difference between white supremacy and white nationalist. I mean, I consider myself to be, I guess I could explain it. Where I consider myself to be I'm a white person who's interested in preserving white culture. What was it yesterday? Yesterday was the anniversary, 1954. Elvis Presley's first record came out of Sun, by the way. Speaking of white culture, although that's cultural appropriation, I guess. Now that I think about it, that's a perfect case of cultural appropriation. Not as bad as Pat Boone stealing Little Richard's stuff, but you know, it's in the ballpark. Yeah. But no, I'm interested in preserving I'm interested in Americana not disappearing into the mud. Whoa, that was bad, right? Mud. You're not allowed to say stuff like that, I guess. No, I just happen to think that there's I think the country is being eroded. That's what I think. How's that? I think, what are the numbers with the Latino births? So the Latino births are not going to outweigh the white births. I'm not even going to get Caucasian. I'm not even going to play that game anymore. White, Latino, and black, and an Asian. That's, you know, and there's something else in there. Please be sure to complain because I might be missing it. But yeah, we're dwindling. We're a dwindling number. I mean, this is basically what it comes down to. Just the birth rates, the pop rates aren't very high, and the only way those pop rates are going to stay. And when I say pop, I mean those population numbers. You have to have more than two kids. Some of you have already done that. I'm very proud. You have to have more than two kids in order to replace yourself. This is true. So, I think that's one of Russia's big thing with the homosexuality, why they're really anti-homosexual, is it doesn't lead to procreation, which is what I say all the time. It doesn't lead to procreation. And that's a problem for them. That's an absolute 100% problem for them because they want to keep their numbers high, obviously. I've did the homo thing right before, the homo thing. I know it's bad. I've got gay friends. I've got a gay friend, my friend from New Jersey that I'm talking to after a very long period of time is gay, and we'll see. So it's not like I'm not even, there was a while there where I wasn't in contact with anybody gay, at least, you know, that I was, like, socially, you know. I can kind of tell when I go out to whatever degree with my limited contact with people, which is fine. I don't know if you call it gaynar, but I mean, it's like, yeah, I'd roll the dice on that. So, you know, and I don't mean I'd roll the dice on that. I mean, I would speculate. I don't know, maybe roll the dice on that means something that I'm not even aware of. Oh, I just creeped myself out. Oh, God, I need to take another shower. Anyway. So, yeah. It's broken DNA. I know my gay friend's going to get pissed at me, but yeah, whatever. It's broken. It's broken DNA. It doesn't lead to procreation. It's broken. That's what we're supposed to do, is we're supposed to procreate and make more of us. That's what we do. That's nature. That's Mother Nature at work. That's what God intended. We are vehicles for souls. Basically. So, at least I'm not saying gay people don't have souls. I didn't say that. I think cats have souls. I think pets have souls. And animals in general. How's that? So I've softened up a little bit on that, right? But I forgot why I got started on this. Pop numbers, culture, preservation, erosion, not good. Not looking good for Whitey. Not looking good for Whitey McPrivilege. Not. The numbers are just not good. So, this being the case, I think it's important that there be some sort of preservation of said culture. To make like white people world or white people land or something. You know, like Disney, you know, put it all on the glass. No, like those Civil War memorials. Wait a second. That's part, you know, like, I don't think I've gone on enough about that at all, if at all, mentioned in passing. I know I've retweeted a lot of stuff, and I've reposted a lot of stuff about that, because that tweaks my tomato, as they say. But that's culture. That's Southern culture. I mean, you know, that's part of American culture. It's part of American history. Just because you don't like it, you know, and if you think about the outright bravery of the Southern troops in the sense of... you know, they were mostly farmers. Rich people very rarely ever fight wars, you know. It's mostly Southern farmers, right? Medium-sized farmers, maybe. I don't know how many plantation owners you had out there, unless it was for show or whatnot. Maybe. I could be wrong. I don't want to dishonor them either. But they were vastly outnumbered. I mean, without some sort of divine intervention like the Spanish Armada, you know, something along those lines. You should read up on that, because that's like quite amazing, the Spanish Armada and how it went down. They were doomed. I mean, the Confederacy basically based just on numbers, just looking at the numbers of it, okay, going into the war, they were doomed. It's amazing the war lasted as long as it did. The only reason the Civil War lasted as long as it did was because of Northern incompetence. Pretty much. Just like not for nothing, just like the Revolutionary War. There's no reason that we should be the United States of America right now, other than the fact that the English really screwed the pooch. Really. You know, and again, you could say, well, that's manifest destiny. Okay, I'll buy that. That's the continuation of manifest destiny. I'm a big fan of that. I think God has a special relationship with the United States of America and what would have, you know, what were the rudiments of it. And even now, you know, now we actually have a president worthy of God. God, what am I saying? I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm not even sure what I'm saying. I'm saying that Trump, I'm saying God, and I'm saying that that's good. So I don't know. Beyond that, I'm not really sure. Are the Crusades back? You know, is it that sort of thing? Maybe. I don't know. Could be. I'm really back into the Knights Templar thing. Although I unjoined that group. I joined the group on Facebook. I unjoined it because they were making me a little nervous. It seemed to be like a lot of cosplay. I wasn't really up on that too much. My cat's wandering around again. Go back to sleep. Seriously, he's always looking for trouble. This cat, he's always looking for some sort of trouble. It's like me in my younger days. Yep. Oh, see, you might be able to see the tail. The tail goes by on the bottom. Oh, now he's pulling on the bottom of the chair. Wait. He loves it. Someday I'll turn the bottom of the back of this chair around, and I'll let you see the destruction that this cat has wrought. When we bought these chairs, they were trying to talk us into insurance on it. You know, they're like, you know, oh, anything wrong within 2 years, you can bring the chair back and get it replaced. And it's like, man, I signed this thing and I put you people out of business. Seriously. Honestly. I do have to let them out. That's how low rate my show is. Hang on. much I can do about that, right? I should pay a midget. I should pay a black midget, like a blidget, to follow my cat around and make sure he's content, whatever that means. Open the doors. But back to the Civil War, just because that's really where I stepped off. There's, you know, there obviously there was a great big round earlier this summer of monuments being removed and quote unquote put in safe places, which actually turned out to be in some cases trash dumps, as was documented. So you know, it's not good, and I have a lot of respect for the Confederacy. I have a lot of respect for the Confederacy in the sense of that they knew that it was slim to none, and they did it anyway, and they you know, because they were compelled. A lot of them, even we told the story of Robert E. Lee going home to Virginia, you know, to fight for Virginia during the war. So, I think the internet just pooped out. Oh, we're back. Woohoo. Hello there. Yeah. Appear to be having some technical difficulties tonight as well. Just another layer of the onion. Just another layer of the onion. But yeah, I consider myself to be a white nationalist. I consider myself to be white. I'm a nationalist in the sense of that I respect the borders of my country, and I think that the borders of other countries should be respected as well, as long as they are respectable. They should be respected, certainly. If that makes me a bad person, again, I say that. It's amazing how many times I say that during these freaking things. If that makes me a bad person, I might even just remove that from the repertoire entirely. Just pull the plug on it. I'll be like, yeah, that's that. Done. It makes me a bad person. I can live with it. You'd be amazed at what I can live with. But that seems to be, again, I consider myself to be a white nationalist, and I think that there are alt-white people who consider themselves to be a white nationalist, and then that line starts to get a little in there, you know, like supremacist. You know, it seems to be, to me anyway, that if you even acknowledge differences between the races, of which there are, I mean, there are little bone structural differences between races. This is how they're able to identify when they do remains on murders and whatnot, when they find remains, meaning beyond decomp and whatnot. They're able to tell the sex and the race of the skeleton because there are distinct differences between the races. We're all the same, aren't we? No, we're not. We're not. We are not. And I keep threatening to do the IQ differences show. And it wouldn't take long. I mean, you can fall down that bunny hole. I'm not even going to call it a rabbit anymore. It's a bunny hole. You can fall that bunny hole and never come back out again. But I think I could get together a relatively short, cohesive run on some of these numbers. At least for the purposes of interjecting into a conversation / whatever this is, because you don't talk back. Actually, you do, and I don't bother with the emails. I really should start looking at emails again. I know I'm so bad. I don't really care. Oh, by the way, lfmidwood@lfmidwood.com. lfmidwood@lfmidwood.com is the email address. I skim it. And if there's anything, like if you could make something like really pop, like in the subject line or something, I'll probably take a look at it. But short of that, I'm like, you know, because most of them are like written in the equivalent of crayon. I've said this before. It's like, oh, God, who typed these emails for them? Really? So, and you might as well, while you're doing lfmidwood@lfmidwood.com, you might as well just head over to lfmidwood.com. Archives over here. See, everything's reversed now. Archives over here. So actually, the way it should be. Archives here. Right. Over here is social media. Can I do this? No, I can't. I'm broken. I broke it. There it is. So social media is here. And we're chasing the stone bunny. That's our thing. That's what we do. It's our thing. And the contact is the email, 1101, and I get you over to John. I'm not quite sure. I think I'm mirrored, and I have to figure out how this works again. Which really sucks, by the way. But I'll figure it out. I asked for it to mirror, so now it's mirrored, and now I'm like, I don't know. Because you can see it the way I'm pointing at it, so I guess maybe if I did something like that and I came across, it would probably be good. So my social media is here anyway. So yeah, head on over to lfmidwood.com. Yeah, good time guaranteed for all. Yeah. Okay. Plug, plug, plug. So speaking of plugs, Alan Sane had sent out a couple of songs to me yesterday on his show. He's hosting a music show. He's been hosting a music show for forever, I think, whatever in a day, on BCQ. So I believe he's on Tuesdays at 8. I think that's when he's on, if I got that right. And he happened to be doing a live show from Dunkin' Donuts in New Jersey with Gymnasium yesterday. So he played a couple of tunes for me. He played Blasphemous Rumors with a lot of compression, which is really cool. Haven't heard that tune in a long time. And Tiffany's, I Think We're Alone Now. I like that song in the day. I do not care. I'll take the hit for it. You know what to tell you? Anyway. So yeah, I'd like to give him a little plug for whatever that's worth. Considering I would say he has a little bit more reach than I do at this point in time. But I was going on about the alt-right, alt-light, and I want to look at this list. So it looks like, actually, you know who made the alt-right list? Baked Alaska. He seemed to be pleased by this notion. He didn't when looking up on the tweets on Twitter, which is where tweets would be. And this Dark Lord dude, Vox Day, I know him. And Spencer, I know. And let's see. I'm just scrolling through here. I'm not saying anything as I'm scrolling through here because I don't know these people. Well, Matt Forney, I know. And Lana Lotef, I know from Ice Nine. You know, this is really funny. When you go through a level of progression with something, you know, I was listening to Ice Nine about a year and a half ago. And it's the Wednesday show. It's the what? Wednesday show. I was listening to Ice Nine about a year and a half ago, and I thought that they were really seriously aggressive. Maybe even 2 years ago. Seriously aggressive. And now I'm like, and? So it just goes to show, you know, and there's so much media out there to listen to that it is really kind of nuts to try and keep track of everything. I try, again, Savage is a must for me. And I still listen to Shapiro, one, because he's not super long, and two, I like to kind of know exactly kind of what the conservatives are up to one degree or another, because he is really a mainstream conservative, if anything, these days. And anything else is optional, although I love to get the Molyneux as often as he'll put something up. But I do check out Ice Nine when I'm feeling particularly aggressive, and Ice Nine is... alt-right from a European perspective, you know, so it's international alt-right. They're really big on Sweden and such, and the Nordic states, countries, whatever they are now. It's really funny, you know, with like the Vikings and even the Germans with the Nazis and whatnot. See, they're like the most pussified of countries now, right? I mean, Is that level of overcompensation just utterly ridiculous, or is it me? I mean, that's like overcompensating to the degree of, well, what? What? It's what Wednesday? What? Wait a minute. Antifa. It's not working. I'm not feeling it. Wait. Antifa. That's better. Yeah, I got to work. I'm going to walk my way. So, yeah, I just find that interesting how there's that, you know, Germany's like, ooh, you know, everything's fine now. It's good. Don't worry, it's good. And the same with the Vikings. You know, what happened there? Those are two of the most, you know, aggressive cultures, civilizations, whatever's that the earth has ever seen. I like to show the Brooklyn. I like to flash to Brooklyn once in a while. The earth. Big difference between accents. For those of you who aren't from New York, big difference in the accents. you know, the Five Boroughs, and then Long Island is a whole other thing. So, yeah, I'm just kind of wandering around on this one. I know it's so apparent. But anyway, back to, so that's where she's from. That's Lana Wokteff, and she's married to the dude who runs that thing there. And I knew about that guy, I think. Yeah, like I said, a lot of these alt-rights, these were like really heavy hitters. I mean, they were heavy hitters, but they weren't like up front. They were like contributing people to alt-right, to alt-right.com, which I think started out as alternative right. I think it still points there. I think Spencer locked down both domains. So, but then you get into the alt-light, right? And you got Pettibone opening that up. We already mentioned that, right? And you got Corey Stewart in there. Okay. Gavin McInnes. Okay. One of the Proud Boys. The leader of Proud Boys? Yeah, okay. The founder. Prosebic. I never get that right. I don't even really care. He's pretty cool, though. I retweet him all the time. Prosebic. Give that a shot. It's not. It's harder than Malanute, I think. So, Kyle Chapman. Kyle Prescott. Lucian Wintrich. Cernovich, of course, and Milo. So, and I get the alt-right people, and there's a couple of people missing from there, I guess, but I don't know what they rated the list on. I'm guessing Lauren Southern's going to have to try a little harder. So it was probably either her or Pettibone. They probably decided what they were going to do. They're going to, all right, you know. So, well, they didn't do their research enough. But, so the alt-lights are a little bit more recognizable as far as social media goes. There's only a couple of the hardcore alt-rights who are, like, you know, really pushing social media, working in social media to the umpth degree as much as they can. Again, I don't have a problem with anybody at this point in time. So not that I matter. I would like to point that out, but I mean, from a personal perspective, I haven't really drawn that line. I know Cernovich has been going on about how now they're pretty much all marked for murder because they were put on this list. I understand wanting to smack the ADL around as much as you possibly can. And not for nothing, given what happened on that ball field a couple months ago, he might not be entirely wrong. But I think it's a little drama. Maybe just a tad of drama added to that one. I don't really know. But he's been going on about that. Which is pretty funny. He has press credentials. He has White House press credentials. So say what you will about the rest of these clowns. I mean, he's an actual journalist, you know? So, which is cool. No, I mean, I'm not knocking. You know, I'm not knocking anybody. I notice Seaman is never associated with any of this. And I'm just wondering whether it's just that he's smart enough not to, which is probably the case, you know, building his own quote-unquote brand. And or he just doesn't get along with others, which is what I would suspect the case to be as well. So it might be some combination of those two things. But I do notice that things are starting to, like, codify out there a little bit. There's people who are, like, they're standing on one side of the line or the other. Like, there's a guy that I retweet, or a person, you never know, on Twitter, that I retweet all the time, Amish Drive-By, who I just love. Love the death out of. Definitely dumping on Cernovich for the my family's in danger routine. So, you know, and so I guess, and he's just strongly associated with the Pepe folks and 4chan. So there you go. I mean, you know, like I said, because everybody wants to take the roots of 4chan and say, oh, well, this is great, but 4chan was originally racist. It was racist, and it was, you know, mean and nasty, and there was white nationalist stuff thrown in there, and that's that. That's your roots. You know, it's really interesting how I'm making these. It just occurred to me, sometimes I do these things, these shows, and I'm like, right in the middle of one, something just like occurs to me where it's like, you know, I was just talking about the American Civil War, right? And I was just talking about how the South, it's like, it's an unpleasant part of it, but it's a part of American history, right? It's a part of how this country was shaped and formed. Well, it's the same thing with the original recipe alt-right. It's the same thing with the right, white supremacist-driven alt-right. So you're never going to be able to sanitize them out of the history of it. You're never going to be able to revise the history to whatever degree to make them disappear. It's just not going to happen. You know. And I say again, the biggest thing and the most important thing to come out of all this, or at least should be, is that all of these divergent, I don't even know if that's a word, but I think I just made it again, all of these diverse, and I hate to use that because it's been used, like, you know, diversity. All these diverse elements of the right came together and they elected Donald Trump. And the conservatives, nobody from the conservatives over to the left had anything to do with that. Let's think about that for a moment. Let's think about that for a moment, really. Do you think, like, and I voted for Cruz in the primary. Do you think Cruz's endorsement of Trump, and did he ever really even endorse him? I got to look back. I'd have to look over with a microscope. That's another thing I need to find with a microscope, I guess. In order to, like, you know, do you think that that endorsement mattered to Trump? You know, do you think it mattered to getting Trump elected or at the 1 o'clock hour? I go on live at midnight, which means, look at that. I haven't even been streaming. All right. Well, I think I had an internet hit, is what it came down to. I think I took a real bad internet hit. And, let's see if this starts up. Am I even on the internet? Yes, apparently I am. I'm going to try this. Not that it matters. I know people get annoyed when I do stuff right in the middle. And I go start. Yeah, well, now I'm good. My producer just popped in and told me I'm good. Yeah. No. Not. I think I'm good on the... I think I only popped off of Periscope and YouTube for a moment. But I think my audio's been shot. I might have to strip the audio out of probably YouTube, if that's doable. And friggin', that's how we'll get the audio to be able to put up for the podcast, for the audio podcast. I saw everything go down for anybody who was interested. I just kind of just kept going because I don't really care. So anyway, let me hit a jingle. That's why I went over there. Rah, what a train wreck. All right, then. Someone was talking to me about the train wreck earlier.
11 hour and I.
Yeah, I think that was like probably louder than I want. I should normalize stuff. Ooh, I do feel a little drained. I'm wondering if it's the meds. I did updose. I hate to say it, and I keep introducing this stuff into like, you know, who cares? But I did updose a bit recently. I mean, because it's gradual increase, and I kind of feel a little tired. Tired of the dirt than I did earlier. So, yeah. Anyway. I forgot what I was yammering about before I realized that that my audio was dead. I do not remember what I was yammering about. Oh, just, I think I was making comparisons between the Civil War, unless I skip past that, but comparisons between the Civil War and the Alt War. So, and that's where people get their roots from. That's where the roots of this stuff comes from, and I'm never going to be able to change that, so, you know. Would I ever go white supremacist? You know, I think Spencer's now calling for like a white homeland, like a white area, and then another area to be set aside for like Jews and everybody else. And I don't pass any purity laws with my father being Jewish, so I mean I'm cooked. Well, hopefully not. You know, gee, he made it funny, and he didn't even mean to make it funny. But wow. I'm in America. Yeah, I wouldn't pass any purity laws. No, not at all. So, I mean, I don't have skin. Oh, there's another one. I don't have skin in that game. You know, there's actually no evidence that the Nazis made lampshades out of Jews' skin. There's no. Apparently, it's just an old wives' tale. Seriously, there's no actual evidence. Interesting. Actually, there's a lot of no actual evidence on a lot of things there. But the Holocaust did happen. I'm not a Holocaust denier by any stretch of the imagination. I would like to stress that. See, that's one of those dividing lines, yeah? But I'm not like, offended by someone who is. You know what I mean? Just like the white supremacy stuff. It's like, you know what? I'm not a white supremacist. I don't think the white race is inherently better. I think the white race put a lot of effort into being better. How's that? So I don't, you know, if there's a distinct difference there, I don't really know, you know. And like, look at some of these cultures that we're surrounded by that are sadly being incorporated into our great, great, great country. You know, you can't look at my neighbors. I got friends who have neighbors that are like freaking savages. I mean, it's just right, and I'm supposed to feel bad, right? I'm supposed to be like, oh. I've had so much privilege and I've had so much opportunity. So if someone comes here illegally or otherwise from another country, I have to give them the utmost respect, and because my time is done and I have to put something back. And it's like, you know what? I got nothing. I didn't get anything. Nothing. Now, granted, I made some not so great, you know, I made some not so great life decisions, choices. Yes, I concede that in its entirety. But even if I hadn't, I was already starting to feel, you know, the pinch of reverse discrimination several times during my career, in various careers. So yeah, I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad for them at all. You know, I got like family members that went through the depression. You know what? Shut the fuck up. I did it again. That's two. That's not bad. I think I'm doing better than I was. In the sense of, you know, yeah, it was hard, and they did it, you know what I mean? And it built character, and that's that, and that's what it does, and nothing was handed to them. You know, World War II, if it weren't for World War II, who the hell knows what would have happened in this country? I hate to say it, you know? So, I don't feel I owe percentages of color anything. I don't feel I owe anybody my respect. It's free to be earned. I have no problem with that whatsoever at all. You know, but I don't think I should just automatically have to respect someone should I choose not to. I don't think there should be any sort of social peer pressure for me to, you know, to basically like what I just said. I don't think it's but it's different. It's kind of like we owe the black people something because they were in slavery for 450 years or 350 or whatever it was. I don't even remember that. Long time. Long ass time. I don't owe them nothing. I don't owe my brother nothing. Not a ting. Nothing. Seriously. Why would I? I don't necessarily, especially when it comes at the expense of my culture's, you know. Why would I want to do that? Doesn't make sense. It's self-destructive. It's culturally suicidal. I don't feel white guilt. I don't feel guilt. I feel guilt about certain things in my life towards certain individuals, without a doubt. You know, it's not like I don't have a conscience. It's just I refuse to feel bad about being white. Why? What did I do? I mean, what did I personally do? Does anybody know what I personally did? Anybody have any idea what I personally did to further the cause of non-minorities, white people, I guess. I don't even know. I'm not even 100% sure what I'm saying. I'm not even 100% sure what I'm saying, but I'm going to keep going because that's never, ever, ever stopped me before. I'm from Rhode Island. No, well, I'm 8 years in Rhode Island. So, close enough. I think it's like osmosis. I think your brain starts to go a little bit. I'm just very distracted today for whatever reason. And that being the case, I guess it's kind of showing a little bit. But no, we go back to the alt-right and all thing. And again, I think there's a thin line there. I think there's a real, real, real thin line there that separates right from late. And I think we'd be surprised if we actually had get a little bit more candid responses from these people. I think I mentioned that before. All right, so I think I've been a racist for long enough tonight, haven't I? No, have I covered that? Who haven't I? I think I left the Indians out, like Tonto, not Gandhi. I can't think of anything with the Indians at the moment. So, and I think the Asians I left out too. I don't even know if Asians proper. I like Celestials. That's my favorite term for them. That goes back to Deadwood, the HBO series. Now that was a profane show, by the way. But yeah. They were referred to as Celestials, those Asians, those slanty-eyed Asians. So that's the term I like to use. I'm hoping to bring the term colored back into vogue, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it all by myself. I might have to start a campaign, elicit help from my vast, 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 vast listenership. Bring back the term colored. What do you think? We can do it. Anyway. I think I'm off the racist kick tonight. I was straddling that line. Ooh. Anyway, so I hear John McCain has cancer and brain cancer nonetheless. And am I a bad person for thinking that's a good thing? That may be the thing, right? All the other stuff was like, yeah. oh, poor John McCain, he's got brain cancer. The guy's a traitor to his country. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's taking corporate GMO whatever money from everyone in friggin' sight. Everyone from Soros and the Illuminati and everybody. Everybody. He's like the evilest dude in government now, honestly. And he's got brain cancer. And I know people are like, oh, I send out my condolences, my best wishes and things to his thoughts and prayers to his family. Yeah, I got some thoughts and prayers. I hope he fucking dies. I do. I know. It makes me a bad person. That one, I'm a bad person on that one. That's the thing. That's the, for sure. I'm up on that. I don't mind. I'm stepping up, and that's me. I'm wearing that. I'm wearing my bad person. I got a little bad person thing. For sure. Fuck John McCain. Jesus Christ. Are you serious? The only better news than that would be Podesta or Clinton herself. Either Clinton. Chelsea included. A little brain cancer action. I'm in for that. Put me down for 10. For sure. Yeah, I know. I'm a bad person. No, and you know, people like, but Midwood, you know, you're close to God now. You're close to God. You're getting in the, you know, even Jesus. Jesus even. And, you know, God's got enemies too, right? God smoted this one and smited that one, right? Turn the cheek. Turn the other cancer cheek. Cancer. John McCain's got cancer. Is it? I heard it was a Bristol tumor, and then I heard it was cancer. So is it cancer? Is it actually a cancerous tumor, or am I just getting my hopes up? Because if I came in here with some misinformation, I'm really going to be upset. I'm really going to be like, what? Like that. I am. I swear to you. Because he's a bad dude. He hasn't done anything for us. You know what? He should have to get treatment at the VA. If he gets treatment at the VA and he makes it through, I'll take back everything I said. Every iota of it. Every little piece of it. I will take back. I will. And he will be on my human list again. He will. See, because I have the human list and I have the not human list. I think you can guess which one might be longer. Yeah, I'm not as kind as I used to be, and I was never very kind to start with, which is really ironic. Again, people who know me a long time. But I'm trying, you know. I understand that the world is a lot more complex than I ever thought it was. And people's relationships with God are complicated and complex, and there's not one size fits all, which is a lot of what organized religion tries to sell you. I don't think that's true. I think you need to have a... Hair is coming back, by the way. The edict has been handed down by the Soviet Bunny Council. Hair must come back. Yeah. Apparently they can't even see me unless my hair's at a certain length. It's something to do with bunny vision. It's really weird. Yeah. It's really, really, really peculiar. So they're quite adamant about it. And the good news is I found the blade guards for my clippers, so I should be able to do something other than zero. Because that's all I got. That's all I've been doing forever. Zero. What do you want in your head? Zero. What do you want in your head? Zero. Actually, I have double zero. I have a... wall balding clippers, about one day's growth. Really nice. But I'm gonna flaunt it. You know, it's like that 20th high school reunion, 20th year high school reunion. After 20, everything starts to a little bit, you know what I mean? Unless you've been hitting the Twinkies to begin with, but you know, if you haven't, after 20, yeah, such an asshole. So, hey, it's the McCain thing that you should, that's what the indictment should be on. Let's make sure we understand. Definitely the McCain thing. And it's good because, you know, if John McCain dies, we might not be going to war anywhere anytime soon. What a scumbag. I mean, you know, just as far as like the remnants of the neocons go, never a fan of the neocons, never liked W. I would have voted for him if I were voting at that point in time, which I wasn't. I would have, just because of you know, I wasn't going to vote for the other guys. That would have been crazy. But and I wasn't going to not vote if I could have. That doesn't make sense. But yeah, just what a wow. What is the deal with that? Jeez, I'm gonna figure that one out. It's all sorts of little tweaky technical stuff going on tonight. I really feel my Meteor Argos. I should have said anything. See, you say something, and then all of a sudden, these little ghosties pop up and these little gremlins and stuff. How freaky is that? Yeah. Anyway, the good news is, I don't think the Periscope people have any clue what's going on. I'm actually yawning directly into the microphone. I'm not even going through the pretense of not yawning. Not even going through the pretense. So yeah, I consider him to be a hawk, and I consider him someone that if he weren't there, the only thing that's frightening is who would get the seat. That's always the frightening part. And don't believe me, ask the Democrats about that, because they managed to lose Ted Kennedy's seat in that runoff. Do you believe that? The dude couldn't hold on to it after the fact. Was Scott Brown, I think it was? No, Scott Brown was the governor of Wisconsin, who I still like, by the way. But I guess I've moved to the right of him, so, you know, everything gets kind of complicated. But I did like Scott Brown, let's just put it that way. But I'm trying to think of who the Republican was in Massachusetts that ran that runoff. And he won against Warren. You call Pocahontas. We were calling her Pocahontas here. And it was more of a regional thing, you know what I mean? Because in southern New England, I'm about 60 miles from Boston. So I can get Boston talk radio, like, no problem whatsoever at all. Although I don't listen to local talk radio. I'm boring myself. That's not good. Not a good sign. Not a good sign. I really have to tighten these Wednesday shows up. They really have been, like, super loose. Super, 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 super loose. You know what? I think I'm even going to get out of here early. I think I'm actually going to leave, like, 15 minutes early. There's, like, strange stuff going on. I have to take stock of what my problems may or may not be. I want to be able to get that audio up. It's important to me to get the audio. That's, like, my number one priority. Everything else is nice, but if I don't get the audio up, I feel like, what the hell is that all about? So I think I'm gonna call it quits about 15 minutes early. Not that anybody cares. So it'll be about a 75-minute show as opposed to 90. Well, anyway, if you made it this far in, I'm really impressed. Seriously. I'm going to start tightening stuff up. I know I keep saying that, but I genuinely am going to do that. I've had just a lot of stuff on my mind lately, so I mean, haven't really... So I'm going to start doing that. And everybody will be happy. I'm trying to think. I feel literally exhausted. Wow. I literally feel exhausted. I don't think there's anything else off the top of my brain that I wanted to cover anyway. I would have just meandered around a little bit. I think I covered that list a little bit. I did the hot dog day thing. Picked up McCain. Nothing like kicking a scumbag when he's down. Oh, I if he dies, oh, God, awesome. Seriously. Why, you know, why is that? Why you think God would be mad at me? He's not good for America. He's an enemy of America. He's an enemy of that very country institution that I just said earlier, that, you know, manifest destiny and whatnot. This dude's standing in the way of manifest destiny. He's not making America great. He's making America crappy. He needs to go. And if go means permanent, that's fine. Maybe all these people who are, because we don't have term limits, maybe all these, you know, cancerous pieces of garbage who are clogging up the system, maybe the only way to drain the swamp is for these people to die. Maybe. If it were, somebody would have to pull the trigger, right? You're going to feel bad about that? Let's take old Yellow behind the barn. Seriously. Right? Somebody's got to do the dirty work. You know, you can't get from point A to point B sometimes without there being some point A, some point B on you when you get there, you know? And seriously. Anyway, stuff to think about. My name's Ben L.F. Midwood. You can head over to the Midwood Files at lfmidwood.com. There's all sorts of stuff up there. I'll smile at you. Yeah. All right. I'm going to call it quits. Let's see. I need to load the out. Where is it? Where is it? Where'd it go? There it is. We're going to hit the close. All right. I'm going to try and not kill anybody with the audio on this. Let's see. What we got? What we got? What we got? What we got?
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.